Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Standing on the mountain, looking down on a city. The way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp's our guest. Pete Sepp is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969 to work for lower, fairer, simpler taxes, less wasteful government spending, and accountability from public officials at all levels, including the international one. We, of course, are working with our partners in France and Europe to address that tax we just discussed in the last segment. And, of course, 1969, if we do the math, this is our 50th anniversary.
50th year. Yeah. When's the party?
October 23rd here in Washington, D.C.
I haven't gotten my invitation.
You've got it now, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you where I'm going to be staying, and you can send the limo. Hey, Pete, let's talk about – congratulations, by the way, on 50 years. And I've been telling people about you for almost 22. So, Pete, there's some bipartisan bills that are sitting on the desk in Congress. They've already been laid. They're waiting to be hatched and dispersed. One of them – and you've got it on your number one on your list that I'm really interested in for a lot of folks, a lot of my generation really care about this retirement act that has the secure element part of it, the Secure Act part of it. Tell the audience what that is and why we should care.
Yes. Secure is a clever acronym. They always do this with bills in Washington. It's called Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. Hence
right.
The word secure from that. Now, what this bill does, and it's sponsored by the two leading lawmakers of Democrat Richie Neal, Republican Kevin Brady on the House Ways and Means Committee, the Tax Writing Committee. So this has a lot of power behind it. What it allows is for small businesses to band together to offer retirement plans. They can pool resources into a single plan and offer their employees secure retirement.
Right.
Also, part-time workers would be allowed to participate in 401k plans. And that really pesky provision, what's called the required minimum distribution age, where you have to take money out of your IRA, that would actually increase. So people who want to wait a little while to draw on their retirement.
But it's my understanding, Pete, that this act is passed the House and it's sitting in the Senate waiting to be passed, and McConnell is sitting on it. Why is that? Am I right about that?
Well, there is a little bit of dispute between the two chambers about what a bill like this ought to look like. The Senate wants to tweak it. I say, fine, tweak it, but get moving.
I saw some pretty even-handed reporting on this, and it looked like he's being recalcitrant. What's going on?
Yeah, he thinks that the bill could be improved even further from what the House passed. And, of course, my answer would be, yeah, any bill can be improved further. But the bill that counts is the one that passes.
Is he trying to let the perfect be the enemy of the good?
In this case, he might be.
But has he got another axe to grind? Is there something else going on, some other agenda that he's got on this thing?
I'm not sure that there is. I just think that the Senate moves at its own pace, and sometimes that pace just isn't fast enough.
But this is one of those no-brainers that you talk about. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And again, if there's some technical problem with this that the Senate Tax Writing Committee wants to take up, let them do it, but they need to get on the move.
Here's what gets me, Pete. The tax bill, the tax cut bill, went through like a hot knife through butter that helped big companies. It helped small businesses some, but it significantly increased our tax complication of doing our tax returns. It was not good. That part was not good. Now, here's a bill that will help small business owners in several ways, and it gets hung up. It's really starting to make me mad about the way the whole operation up there, Republicans and Democrats, small businesses are getting the back of the hand of our government, and I don't like it.
Yeah, and if Congress wants to change that perception, they have to change their attitude and say, okay, we care enough about small businesses to make this a priority. If we've got some tweaks we want to make, we're going to do it. We're going to work together. We're going to get this thing done.
You know, Pete, if small businesses could got organized, if we would get organized and vote for the things that affect our own businesses, not some other things that we're interested in, like climate change and the abortion and other stuff. If we would vote first for our businesses, we could control this country, small businesses. We could control the government.
That's right.
And what's good for small businesses is good for the world, Pete. We're our own, small businesses are our own worst enemy.
Yeah, and by doing so, you'd be upholding the entrepreneurial spirit that really characterizes our economy, makes it an example for the rest of the world. That's not a platitude. I mean, no other environment exists for small business in a way that it exists here and has existed for decades, if not centuries, since the founding of the Republic. Why don't we recognize that and move forward with it?
Folks, there are 10 no-brainer bills that Congress should pass that I encourage you to go and find on NTU.org, the 9th annual no-brainer list, 10 of them, NTU.org. Go there and check it out and read these. And the first one was the one we just talked about. Read the rest of them, and you'll see what they're doing, what NTU is working hard on. Tintel, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.